Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here is what he very briefly has to say. Hi Sane Man, please cover this article. It's all about men, I mean Sims, taking their wife's surname. Thank you. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I put that article in the description for people to check out. The author of that article, Samantha Selinger Morris, believes that women taking their husband's last name is an archaic tradition. I agree, because I've said before that the best thing for humans to do with regards to last names is for the men to keep theirs and women to also keep theirs, and any boy should be named after their father's last name and any girls after their mother's. That makes it a lot easier for future generations to follow their family tree. But the way that birth rates have been going recently, there won't be family trees, more like family tree stumps. The article says that a guy named Dalton decided it was a good idea to take his wife's last name, because it took her years to build up her own last name and reputation, which is attached to her business. Dalton's wife is also taller than him in the picture in the article. I'm not sure if she's wearing heels to emasculate him, or if she's just naturally taller because you don't see below her knees. This article is from Australia, and it says that in Canada, Ireland, and the United States, the trend of men taking women's last names has been a trend in those countries, and it is now firmly landed in kangaroo land too. The article says that women are no longer the property of men, so it doesn't make sense that women take a man's last name. But with the family courts being as tough on men as they currently are, a married man might as well belong to a woman in the States. The article even says that domestic violence is more closely linked to men seeing the women they're with as being their property. If you believe a woman is more likely to be assaulted by a man if she takes his last name, you have to be insane. The men that take their wives' last names are so full of soy, they can make a fist without their wrist going limp in an effeminate way. I'll discuss more about this Australian cuckaroo trend in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to Cucked Like a Kookaburra Bird, Clown World Show in Australia. I can't believe this article's author actually found three different couples willing to share their story where the man takes the woman's last name. Samantha says that men changing their last names to their wives promotes gender equality. It doesn't. It promotes female superiority in that the man is actually the property of the woman. True equality would be if both of them kept their own last names. That's what I always wanted to happen if I ever married anyone. That's the most egalitarian solution. One man she interviewed named Chris Boyd changed or hyphenated his last name to Ittermark Boyd and had this to say, and I quote, "It would feel wrong to have my father's family name," Ittermark Boyd, a lawyer from Sydney who now lives in London, said, noting that his wife has few relatives globally, and their new surname is a way of ensuring that her family line continues. "We're really happy about the decision and that we've got our own little identity," unquote. The first way women are shifting the culture is by hyphenating names and then eventually emasculating their men by forcing them to change their last names. It's a power play, and it's not about equality, but it's about superiority and technically about ownership through those family courts. I always saw women taking their husband's last names as an advantage. If a woman doesn't change her last name when she gets married, then all of her ex-boyfriends can still find her online through social media. But if she changes it, it's like she puts on a cooch cloak and disappears from sight from all the men that may have actually once pursued her. The advantage used to be if you were a woman with a high sexual notch count, you could change your name and disappear from all the men that used to poke you in the rear. But I wasn't thinking that in this day and age of modern monkey branching and financial insecurity brought about by inflation, women need to keep their options open even after they get married. They need to make sure that they don't sever all ties with exes in case those men succeed and actually chase them down. Have you ever tried looking up your old exes from 10 to 15 years ago? And the majority are now married with children. You won't find anything on a platform like Facebook, especially if you're in a big city. The only way you might see what big losers they married is by looking up their Facebook pages of their male friends, if you still remember their names, and see if they've actually made their friends list public. From there, you can spot them and see how fat they've gotten. The article also mentions that some couples want a new family identity and name and that's why they hyphenate their last names instead of taking on others. If you think that's bad, then you have to understand that some men out there took their wife's last name, got divorced, and still kept the name, even after they were no longer together. Last names are supposed to be about lineage, or maybe our society will do what's done in Jewish backgrounds, where your background is based on your mother's mitochondrial DNA. People in the Jewish community have come out and told me that they won't recognize anyone as being Jewish for the most part, unless their mother is Jewish. I don't know for sure, and I'm sure it depends on the individual family. But that's what I've heard from doing bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs over the years. As for simps taking on the last name of their wives, one guy in that article mentioned that the reason he didn't want his father's last name was because his father had self-deleted, so he felt wrong carrying on that name because of it. I wonder if the reason he self-deleted was because of the evil family courts and a possible custody battle for his son. A son that no longer carries his last name and for all intents and purposes is a simp. I don't know. As for this topic, I'm kind of stumped and don't really have much else to say about it. So I'll conclude that if people want actual equality, then both should end up keeping their own last names. For the rest of this video, though, I want to discuss another article with a bunch of cuck men doing the wrong thing. It's from the Federalist website, and it's called "The Few Republicans Who Stopped Congress from Drafting the Nation's Wives, Sisters, and Daughters Deserve Our Praise." As many of you may have already heard a year or two ago, that women were basically being forced to sign up for the draft. But it was the traditional Republicans that stopped this. Remember that if you're a man going his own way, the right doesn't like you, nor does the left. You're in no man's land because you don't want to date women. White knights on the right will shame you to simp for sluts, and male feminists will shame you until the soyification process is complete and you think, look, and act the way that they do. So it was Senators Josh Hawley and Tom Cotton that opposed the bill, because they didn't want to see women drafted. You think that it would be women that would be opposed to the draft instead of men. But Senator Marsha Blackburn voted in favor of drafting women. So it's white knights that are preventing us from having true equality. The article says that the bill doesn't take into account the biological and military effectiveness differences between men and women. This is BS, because the military treats men and women differently already by giving women easier physical requirements when in boot camp. Yet here we have Republicans claiming that the reason there's a draft for women in the first place is because the left wants it that way. Again, both the left and the right are our enemy. They are different sides of the same coin. One group recognizes women as weak and vulnerable, and they need protecting. Women use this to their advantage so they can basically get out of responsibilities in the name of traditionalism. The other group on the left says that women should have the same rights as men to be Marines and fight alongside men. But they also demand that the barriers to entry get lowered. Both the left and the right are gynocentric, and women know this, and they play both sides off each other for women's advantage. This Federalist article makes these male politicians sound like heroes for protecting women. But we all know they're just useful idiots for the gynocracy. Men are stupid because we love women. But as far as I'm concerned, we need a third way. You know what the third way will end up being? Robotic drone armies in the future, and women weaseling their way into those as well. But males generally have faster hand-eye coordination and reflexes on the battlefield, and if both sides have similar weapons, the side with more men manning those machines will most likely win. Even Liz Cheney previously voted against drafting women, but she changed her mind and voted for women to be potentially drafted in the future. Ironically, it was also the Democrats that pushed to allow women to be drafted in the first place. But to be fair, those on the left don't really know what war is. They probably would have been the same people that rushed off to the battlefields of World War I, not understanding that it wasn't going to be a gentlemanly endeavor, filled with honor. Instead of one where your feet rotted off thanks to trench foot, and you didn't even see your enemy as they mowed you down from a remote machine gun. The left doesn't understand war, so it rushes into it, and the right tends to be more likely to understand it because most of the grunts on the battlefield end up becoming Republican. Republicans are also trad cucks, so of course they're more likely to defend women. So of course they voted to stop the amendments. This is what I mean when I say that women play both sides and they always win. The left and the right, regardless of which one wins, women still win. We have to break the cycle of left and right constantly shifting back and forth, moving us from traditional gynocentrism to feminist gynocentrism. If a woman takes a man's last name, she gets to disappear from sight online from all the guys she used to ride back in her rooster roller coaster days. But if she keeps her own last name, then in a way it's a virtue signal to all the other women out there that she married a cuck and that she's dominating the guy in the relationship. Either way, she wins. If you want to understand women, then just know that when they ask something of you, no matter the outcome, it usually benefits them. They have to rule covertly and come out on top. Whenever I've told women I refuse marriage or refuse to put myself in a situation where they can win, you should see the anger and frustration on their faces. They aren't expecting it, and by getting angry, they're basically taking away their female validation and approval. They're trying to punish me a different way. It's a punishment for refusing to play the game their way. Whenever I see a man that takes a woman's last name, I see a man that hates himself. Either that or he's so cuckoo for queef puffs that he's willing to sell his identity down the river. I imagine what the men that fought during World War II might think of their grandsons and great-grandsons throwing away their own last names. If they could see today's world, they probably would have walked in front of a panzer tank instead of seeing their descendants turn into pansies. Again, why not let males and females keep their last names and have true equality? If it really was about true equality, then that's what women and men would be fighting for. But we all know that that's not what this is all about. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that men that take their wife's last name probably end up losing their virginity up their poop chute with a strap on during their wedding night. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that simp out and sacrifice their surnames away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.